This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Hope Day. A couple days ago, we had a guy by the name of Paul Webb on. He is an ultra cyclist, and he's doing a fundraiser on Saturday for Sky's the Limit Foundation. You can find out information at skysthelimit.org and make donations there. He's raising money for teen mental health, for wilderness treatments. And it's a really cool event because they're calling it an Everest climb, where the total of the elevation change for this bike riding team is going to be 29,000 feet, and they'll do it in circuits up and down this one hill. So they're starting at 4 in the morning, and they're ending probably sometime around midnight. But you can go out there and join them. It's in Mill Valley, kind of right on the main drag there, and at the base of the Camino Alto Hill. And it's going to be happening all day long, so you can go by and cheer them on or take a lap or two yourself on your bike. It's a hard hill. It's not an easy hill. Or just donate. Sure. Go to skysthelimit.org.
Skysthelimitfund.org.
Skysthelimitfund.org. Okay.
That's correct. Yes.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. There's a new one of those up this week where we talk to Dan Dibley from The Game and ask them how it is broadcasting on a sports radio station without any sports happening.
And did he say super hard, difficult?
Yeah, he did.
The hardest thing that I've ever tried to do.
It's not easy, you know, and listen, it's really not easy for anybody trying to broadcast right now, because the bulk of stories, you know, it winds up being all you talk about is the virus and what have you. So it's and Black Lives Matter has been a huge thing in the last couple of weeks, which actually I think from a sports angle gives them some stuff to talk about. But anyway, you can hear him talking about that.
I'd argue there isn't one show out there anywhere on TV or radio that has gotten better thanks to the pandemic.
Oh,
I think everybody is just doing the best they can. Unless, of course, you're rich enough to say, we'll come back when this is over. Then,
right,
of course, you know, you've just, you know, taken an extended vacation. But I assure you, we're trying our hardest, and there's no doubt we're over the COVID conversation as well. But it's the thing.
But that is the every story we get is framed in that. I mean, the thing is, you know, celebrities don't do a lot when they're not allowed out of the house. So that's, you know, that's where I'm coming from. Yeah.
Speaking of, I just read the first movie review that I've read in I don't know how long, but I guess your boy Stewart's got a movie coming out maybe this week. Is it going straight to video? I don't know, but it's called, hold on, Irresistible?
Mm-hmm. Irresistible.
Yeah. And he's been in the news a little bit this week here and there because he's sort of promoting it. I don't have that in front of me. I don't know what the platform
is. Chronicle trashed it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Absolutely trashed it. And
there's your review, everybody.
I read the premise and was like, all right. And it's a hard sell, but
yeah.
I know you love Jon Stewart, so I thought you'd, if you haven't heard of it, it's out there, and it looks like it's coming out any minute.
The 26th.
And is it going to be in, I mean, there are theaters that are opening back up. Did you know
that
the number?
No, it's on demand.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Straight
to
video. The number one box office, actual box office, because I guess they're doing they're counting drive-in theaters, even impromptu ones, et cetera, was like Jurassic Park. it made.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, because people are just, you know, there's no new releases. People are like, we're setting it up. We're setting up a movie, and here's what it's going to be. I thought, geez, Footloose must be up there, because I know friends of mine went to a drive-in in a parking lot where they showed Footloose, so...
Well, Trolls finally became available for purchase. And so for those of you who've been keeping track of Trolls market domination in the rental on demand form, it's about to be, well, it is available for purchase now. I've already bought it, but I spent over $80 on that movie over the course of three or four rentals and then buying it. So they've done well for themselves through this.
They have. And, you know, I guess you could say if you had gone to the movies, let's say you took the kids twice, maybe you would have had to, right? And you bought the popcorn, you bought the tickets, et cetera. Maybe you're at a break even. I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It was. There are times when it's life or death where you just feel like I've got to do something to entertain these kids.
It's worth the $20.
I'll pay it right now. It's fine.
Right. And when you buy it like on a Friday evening, you've got it all weekend, right? Isn't it a 48-hour rental?
That's how it went, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I would remind you that we have some kind of major announcement about an event.
What?
I know. 10 o'clock this morning. Join us. And we've got some kind of big announcement. We did find out what it is, and it's pretty exciting.
Is Vinny having another baby?
It's not.
Oh, my God, dude. What are you nuts?
He's not.
That's the last time we teased a huge announcement.
I will throw this microphone stand through a window and jump out right behind it and leave for good. Forget it. No way. Did I just say that out loud?
No,
or was that
yes,
in my
you
head?
Did. It's nope. That was.
I didn't hear anything.
Right into the microphone. All right.
Yeah, no.
Concerts, movies, large public gatherings. It's all going to change. Even when we start to get them back, things are going to look a little different. So the question is how and what will people put up with? According to The Mirror, which is a British paper, it's a tabloid. So the music industry is hoping to get concerts up and running by the fall. And they might do it by having fans walk through a disinfectant mist on their way into the venue. Are you willing to walk through the mist to get in to see a show?
Yeah. Yes. I'll walk through that.
They're also saying that temperature taking and masks would be a part of this new normal. But yeah, like a disinfectant. I mean, I guess as long as it's not going to sting my eyes and I can, you know, they warn you before they shoot it at you. But they're saying people are against this. I'm like, well, wouldn't it just be nice to be germ free walking in? I don't see.
I don't know. I maybe
to
that's
my
just
hair.
They're coming up with ideas, and this wouldn't work in an actual, you know, in an actual concert scenario. But I guess I'd have to see it. I do want to go to shows, though. I love getting out. I mean, there's no doubt that people are starved for entertainment, and the TV. For me, there's a burnout factor. I can't.
I'm with you. I just feel like, God, how long can my ass be in this position? I'm like, oh, thank God, I have to pee. I have to get up. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm becoming one with this cushion. So the answer to the question, would you walk through disinfectant spray to see a concert? I think it's a resounding yes. And I'll wear the mask and I'll get my temperature taken. I'll do all the stuff. And please let me in to do something other than watch TV.
I wonder if that would work in a Disneyland-type scenario.
Right. I think it would. I mean, unless there was some backlash against, you know, people having a bad reaction to it, I would think, you know, fine, disinfect me. I'll take a bath and Purell, whatever you need.
Well, you know, like one of the stories, I'll do it in the news, but a list came out of the hand sanitizers that are extremely toxic already. And they said these things are, you've got to stop using them.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, look, there was a need for those hand sanitizers and a bunch of companies jumped into the mix to try and fill that void.
Yep.
Not everybody did a very good job. And so will this be super safe or will this be one of those things that behind the scenes, thing. Everyone's like, I wouldn't walk through that for $1 million. These people are crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're behind the scenes of something, you go, oh my God, they're really going to do this? Yikes.
Well, I think that people will go to extremes to kind of get to the things that they love doing. So I can...
Yeah, so we'll have to see it, I guess. In theory,
so
I would love to go see a show,
let's hope that no
though.
One shrivels up and blows away in the wind after walking through. Oh, God, Sally, just... Oh, I'm not going through that. Penny Lane, I was telling you, I think it was last week, it turned out that the song Penny Lane by the Beatles, which is just a pleasant song about a street in Liverpool where mm-hmm. they grew up, that there was some controversy behind... In the Black Lives Matter movement, as everything is being explored and examined, apparently there was a guy named James Penny who was a slave trader, and Liverpool being a port, apparently slaves came in there, and there was concern that this street had been named after him. And while it had nothing to do with the Beatles song, there are Penny Lane signs all around that street. Of course, there are, because when tourists come, they want to find Penny Lane.
Right.
So it turns out, breathe a sigh of relief, everyone. A group of historians have been working on this for a long time, actually, not just now. I guess their work was uncovered in light of everything that's happening today, but they've been working on this for a decade or more. And they're basically saying Penny Lane was a country road in the early 1700s. And it was called Penny's Lane, P-E-N-N-I-E-S Lane. And it was named before this guy came into prominence, and certainly before he died, because he died in 1799. And that's when things get named after you, is after you die. So it looks like we're in the clear, people. You can continue to enjoy the song Penny Lane, knowing it apparently wasn't named after the slave trader.
Thank goodness. Oh,
I know. What a relief. I couldn't wait to bring you that news.
Is our street corner Hayton Ashbury safe? Is there any possibility that has to be checked out too? Or because
Billy Ashbury was a slave trader. And
I don't know, but I know
right in the name.
As you were talking about Penny Lane, I thought we've got that. Hayton Ashbury is a corner people go to and stand on, and I guess take a picture underneath the cross
sign,
section right. There, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure people are looking into it right now, Vinny. We'll be apprised of that situation. The, you know, everything's getting yanked down these days. So believe me, if there's even a whiff, it's coming down. DJ Khaled, he's the
best. How's
he? Well, he's very paranoid.
Oh.
He does not want your coronavirus.
Oh, me. I don't want mine either.
Yeah. I don't want anybody's or mine.
Right.
DJ Khaled's been indoors under quarantine orders for months, as we all have. He just went out of his house for the first time. He says he has not. He's in Miami. And he said, look, I got a toothache and I got to go to the dentist.
I know that's the thing. We really can't stay locked up. Despite wanting to and having delivery services, stuff comes up.
Yep.
So what
and
did he do?
You might not want to, but he's having excruciating pain. He's got to get a root canal. This is on his Instagram. It's hilarious because he's unrecognizable. He's a big dude, and he's got a hazmat suit on. Like a full head to toe hazmat gloves, those like papery slippers that you slip over your shoes, and probably that's the best move for him if he doesn't want to catch anything. I have no idea what he's going to encounter when he gets into the dentist's office. Hopefully they've been scrubbing that place down. I didn't even know, you know. I guess there have to be dentists who are ready to do emergency procedures on people, right?
Yeah, my dentist is back open again and is taking appointments. And they've got everything set up. I chose to push my appointment back a few more months.
Right,
so
if it's just
I didn't
a cleaning,
go in.
Right.
But they were there. They were down to let me come in. So they're doing work. Absolutely.
He's got a great looking car. It's like a black, I don't know, maybe an Escalade or something, but he gets out of it and like the interiors are all red leather. I'm like, ooh, that's fancy. But there he is. Oh, there's the picture. Do you see him? So there he is in his full head to toe. He stepped out in the dentist parking lot. I guess people were camped around his house or in new. Oh, no, he put it on Instagram. So I guess not. Maybe he had his assistant take the picture. I don't know who took the picture because
it's funny. I mean, he's clearly all geared up and no surprise on that. I mean, are you surprised someone in the music business has a really nice car?
Oh, no, no. It's a badass ride for sure. Right. So he shared photos and video footage of his emergency dental visit, revealing that he's been having trouble with this root canal for 15 years.
Aye, aye, aye.
So I guess they're redoing the root canal. Anyway, he said he doesn't play games. I got kids. I don't play games. First day out of the crib in 3.5 months. First time out.
My guess he's got a really nice mansion, too.
Oh, you think? Probably like a red leather interior on that, too? Yeah. No, I'm sure he's... And I'll bet you it's, you know, I've heard the way he talks about his wife. My guess is that it's a bachelor pad that a woman happens to live in.
Oh, that he's in charge of all the things. Right.
Well, and also he doesn't do that one thing. No, I'd never do that. I'm the king. Come on.
I don't understand that theory, but okay. Try it. You might like it. Khaled.
No, I don't do that.
Well, for the record, Yachty. I do. I like it.
I think you've been on the record for a while with that one.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah. Lil Yachty, he got into a car wreck in Atlanta.
Yesterday or something?
I want to say this was Monday.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, he also is a music guy, and he also drives an amazing car. His, though, it was a Ferrari.
Oh.
And it hydroplaned.
Oh, how fast was he going?
You know, they're not saying, a lot in this. Basically, the story is it was raining, he hydroplaned, and he totaled the car, but he's okay. But, there's so many questions, like how fast was he going? Was he sober? They're not even saying what time this happened. Like, was this in the middle of the night or during the day? They say there's a lot of standing water on the road causing the sports car to hydroplane, lost control. If you've seen pictures of the car, and actually maybe Brink can pull one of those up, he was able to walk away with only very minor injuries to his arm. So there he is in the car. And then there's actually, there it is after the wreck. It's just, you know, it's a twisted hunk of metal, but he walked away. Emergency crews responded to the scene. Unclear if he went to the hospital, but the car is totaled. So.
Have you ever hydroplaned really bad?
Yes.
Me too.
It's pretty scary.
In my old truck in San Diego, going to my old radio station, I hydroplaned from the fast lane, doing the speed limit, of course.
Of course.
I went into a hydroplane, completely started to spin, and fully crossed every single lane at this intersection of 805. I think it's 5 and 805. I can't remember what it does, but either way, there were a lot of lanes. Luckily, although there were cars on the road, none were anywhere near me, and I was able to cross all lanes while spinning and ended up on the other side of the freeway without hitting anything, facing traffic, and completely, like, parked. I just went, oh, my God.
I lived.
I didn't hit anybody or anything, and nothing. I just put it in gear and turned it around and got back on the freeway and went to work and was like, wow.
Well, and California freeways are notorious because we don't get that much rain, so there's, like, an oil slick, and it can be incredibly slippery right when the rain comes. God, that is just the scariest. Oh, my God. And black ice is another one. Like, rear-wheel drive. I'm assuming a Ferrari is a rear-wheel drive sports car, you know, which is...
Rear engine, too. I'm watching this video of his boss giving him this car. I guess this is a gift from his boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
His boss at the record company?
At the record label?
It just says Lil Yachty's boss gives him a car, and I'm watching this video of a huge crowd and this car with
Lil
the bow
Yachty's
on it.
Hugging it. Oh, he's so happy. Oh, he's so bummed it's all ruined. Oh, well, look at him hugging the car. Oh, he loves the car.
Of course he does.
Oh.
Costs more than some people's homes.
No doubt. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, that car's gone. Maybe his boss will give him another one.
I'm sure it was insured.
I'm sure it was. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, okay. I will get to all kinds of stuff, including the, I'll give you that list of toxic hand sanitizers and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.